United States.
Police killings. More deaths, less outrage. The police are killing more Americans than ever. Why is it not causing a storm?
The day before Sonia Massey, a 36-year-old black woman in Springfield, Illinois, was killed by a police officer, her mother phoned 911. "The mental people told me to call 911," she told the dispatcher, reporting that her daughter was having a breakdown. "She thinks everybody's after her," she explained, adding, "Please don't send no combative policemen that are prejudiced, please, they're scary." The next day, Ms. Massey called 911 herself to report that she was scared of intruders. Her mother's fears were proved to be entirely founded. Within minutes of their arrival, one of the two responding officers, Sean Grayson, was threatening to shoot her in the fucking face unless she dropped a pot of boiling water she was moving off the stove. Then he did exactly that. The killing on July 6th, recorded in full on body cameras, is a particularly egregious example of a police officer shooting an unarmed black woman. Mr. Grayson has been arrested and charged with murder. His boss, the sheriff of Sangamon County, has resigned after being told to do so by J.P. Pritzker, the governor of Illinois. Kamala Harris, now the Democratic nominee, called Ms. Massey's family and urged Congress to pass a long-stalled police reform bill. Donald Trump, when asked about it at a convention of black journalists, backed away somewhat from his previous promise to give police officers immunity from prosecution. Yet it is also striking what has not happened. Only a few protesters have marched to decry the killing. Nobody has rioted. "My sense is that people aren't reacting as vehemently," says Sharon Fairley of the University of Chicago. Ms. Massey's case is just one of nearly 850 police killings this year. In 2020, after the murder of George Floyd by a Minneapolis police officer, politicians of all stripes promised reform and accountability. Yet the number of police killings has continued to rise. According to databases maintained by the Washington Post and by Mapping Police Violence, an NGO, 2024 is on track to be the most deadly year for police shootings in at least a decade. The previous record was set last year. And yet, according to polling by Gallup, trust in police has risen this year, sharply so among racial minorities. Why? There is some reason to think that the reforms after Floyd's murder in 2020 have had an effect, suggests Ms. Fairley. "Many police departments are really working to enhance their community engagement," she says. "In many cities, some unpopular sorts of policing, such as mass traffic stops to search for guns, have been scaled back. That may have helped blunt distrust of the police," she suggests. One reason for the rise in police shootings could be that police officers face more threats. According to FBI data, more police officers were murdered in the line of duty in the 3 years to 2023 than in any 3-year period in the past 20 years. Gun sales have surged, so criminals are better armed. The data suggest that is not the whole story, though. Samuel Sinyangwe of Mapping Police Violence points to a notable change. The share of fatal shootings happening in big cities has fallen. The rise has come from county sheriff offices, which tend to cover rural areas. Sheriffs now account for a third of police killings, up from around a fifth a decade ago. After police killings that resulted in riots in Ferguson, Missouri, and Baltimore in 2014 and 2015, many police departments adopted better practices, such as sending mental health specialists on calls with police officers. That was strongly concentrated in big cities that were a bit more politically progressive, Mr. Sinyangwe says. The result was fewer killings. Smaller police departments, often with elected sheriffs, did not adopt such changes. and when they realised how unpopular left-wing ideas about defunding the police were, even progressive leaders cooled on further police reforms. The police seem more trusted because politicians are reluctant to criticise them, argues Mr. Sinyangwe. The shooting of Ms. Massey shows that police departments still urgently need change. One positive development is that Mr. Grayson, the killer, was arrested and charged quickly. Yet accountability for thuggish policing remains in general rare, says Philip Stinson, a professor at Bowling Green State University in Ohio, who has maintained a database of police officers convicted of crimes for the past 20 years. The number charged with homicide has remained fairly consistent for all that time, he says, around 20 a year. Staff shortages may have led to worse hires. With fewer people keen to go into policing, some departments may be lowering recruiting standards, says Neil Gross of Colby College in Maine. Mr. Grayson had been convicted of driving drunk, but was still hired by Sangamon County. In no other rich country do police officers shoot as many people as in America. In Britain, the number of fatal police shootings rarely exceeds 2 or 3 a year. In America, guns are far more common, which makes police twitchier. But according to the Washington Post's database of nearly 10,000 killings since 2015, only 6 in 10 victims were armed with a gun. As the call from Ms. Massey's mother demonstrates, police officers still need to work harder to build trust, which is what actually prevents crime.